Michael Bonner from the Jackson Clarion Ledger. What's up, Michael?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. I was scouring the internet today, and what made me think to get you on was I saw a video real quick, and we'll start by doing this. I saw a video of Dan Mullen just inhaling wings during his coach's show that you took the video, and I got to say, if this coaching thing doesn't work out for him, he could go into some, like, food-eating competition.
Yeah, they actually, this is my first time on the beat. I started in May, so I hadn't seen it before, but apparently he did it last year and won. And during his weekly radio show. So this year, they brought on not professional eaters, but guys that had kind of, you know, eaten some wings before, you know, some local competitions, and he still kind of demolished them. And as you kind of saw in the video, I was impressed too. He has a type of, technique down where he just, you know, puts the wing in his mouth, and then all of a sudden it just comes out as a bone. I was like, wow, he actually kind of knows what he's doing. So
Matt,
it was pretty funny.
Matt, you've got to see this. He inhales the bone-in wings, and he's just inhaling these wings.
Is he like the Rock on Be Cool?
Yeah.
If you've seen that movie, probably not. But we will move on. Can you talk about the two quarterbacks for Mississippi State, and are they healthy, or who's going to be the quarterback?
Yeah, the two starters this season have been Dak Prescott, the sophomore, and then Tyler Russell, this fifth-year senior who started the season as the starter. And he was hurt the first game of the season, suffered a concussion against Oklahoma State. Really, at that point, basically was out for a month and lost his job to Dak Prescott, who really came in and just played outstanding football, both running and passing. Since that time, they've tried to handle both, and really it's been Dak Prescott in the second half, even though both start in the first half, rotate in between series. And then Dak Prescott left against Texas A&M with a nerve issue in his elbow. It seemed like he was hit on the funny bone, and his arm just kind of went limp and really hasn't been able to practice much since due to the irritation. Didn't play against Texas A&M. Tyler Russell started against Alabama and then left in the fourth quarter with a shoulder issue. In talking to Dan Mullen today on the SEC teleconference, listening to him, and just I asked him about, you know, what does Damian Williams, the freshman, how comfortable is he with the playbook? And the way that Mullen was kind of answering it and talked about protecting him and not letting him call checks and that stuff made me kind of believe that Damian Williams might be the guy on Saturday, considering both Russell and Prescott haven't practiced this week. He said they were limited in practice, really haven't done much to, you know, irritate or create more irritation to their throwing elbows or shoulders. So right now it might be the freshman Damian Williams making his first career start against Arkansas.
Wow. Is he an athletic guy like a Prescott or a pocket passer like a Russell?
He was recruited technically more as a pocket passer, but in a sense he's more like Dak Prescott in the sense that he can run the ball when he needs to. But he threw five passes against Alabama, and they were all incompletions. Granted, there were like three drops in there, but really, his only other time in the field was against Alcorn State and Troy, both in the second half when the starters were out of the games. Dan Mullen actually said they were debating whether to, you know, burn his red shirt there, and he's very thankful that they did, so it wouldn't be, you know, his first action of the season.
Right.
Again, both quarterbacks could, you know, they're day to day, as Mullen said. But like I said, the way he kind of answered the question about talking how to protect Williams, you know, limiting his checks and limiting some of the things they might do, kind of gave me the hint that, you know, right now they may be preparing for Williams to play. Now, whether that happens, I don't know. But I think right now they're preparing for him to be the guy.
Michael Bonner from the Jackson Clarion Ledger joining us on Overtime. Hey, Michael, let me ask you this. Last week, Mississippi State, you know, they played with Alabama throughout the entire game, ended up losing that game 20-7. Was that more Alabama just playing down to the competition, or did Mississippi State just actually come and play in that ball game?
I think it was a little of both when you look at it, because you can't necessarily say that Alabama brought its A game when A.J. McCarron threw two interceptions. Could have been easily three, and he had thrown three all season. I think Alabama played down a little bit. They made plays when they had to play, when they had to, showing why they're the number one team in the nation. But Mississippi State has steadily improved all season, and they've always played to the strength of their opponents as well, whether that's a good thing like in Alabama or a bad thing against the Bowling Green. They haven't been able to play four quarters. They, to an extent, did against Alabama. They played three quarters against LSU, hanging with the Tigers for three quarters, and then was leading against Auburn, and then lost in the final 10 seconds that game too. So they've shown the ability to hang with some of the elite teams in the SEC West, just haven't been able to do it for 60 minutes. And against Alabama, you kind of saw that again, where they played really well, and then, of course, that first fourth quarter with Tyler Russell leaving and Damian Williams kind of getting in really ended it earlier than it had to be, because at that point there really wasn't much chance for Mississippi State to come back.
What's the feel down there, I guess the atmosphere and the belief that they can win these final two games to be bowl eligible? Do you think there's any way that they're overlooking this game where they think that they could get a win, or overlooking to the Ole Miss game? And what's the belief and feel that they can win these last two games?
I think the belief is really strong that they can win it both games. And they've been really kind of focusing towards that. Even way back when you look at when Mississippi State played Kentucky, the players were not obviously conceding the games against South Carolina, Texas A&M, and Alabama, but they knew the difficult task it would take to beat all three teams, or even one of the three teams. And one of the defensive linemen, P.J. Jones, said, you know, the Kentucky game is huge, because if we can get this, we need to win two out of the last five. And that seems legitimate. That seems like a possible goal. And he said that way back against Kentucky. So it's really kind of gone to, not to plan, obviously they don't expect to lose games, but they knew what they were kind of in for, and really it set up the way they were almost expecting it to happen, where you got to win two in the final two. And I asked Mullen this week, how do you prevent the guys from kind of what you guys were saying, to win two games in one series? You know, look ahead to the Ole Miss game, or, you know, try to, you know, just play so well against Arkansas to get ready for Ole Miss. And he said they're just playing it like they have been all season, in the sense that if you're down by 28, you can't score 28 in one drive. You got to score seven, and then you go. And that's kind of what they've had the entire season. He talked about that at Texas A&M when they were down. He told his guys on the sideline during the game, hey, we're down, but we can't score 21 points or 14 points in one drive. Let's get a touchdown. Then we'll be down. Then you get another one. You focus on the task at hand. And he's using that same type of ability this week, in the sense that we need two games, but we need to win one game and then another game rather than winning two.
Michael Bonner from the Jackson Clarion Ledger joining us on Overtime. Michael, I don't know if you've been able to see much of Arkansas this year, but just statistically, knowing how well they've run the football this year, do you see that as a cause of concern against Mississippi State this week?
If I'm Mississippi State, I'm actually excited about that, in the sense that that's the one thing they've been able to do all season, is slow down the run. They're the only team to hold Auburn below 200 yards rushing, and they actually held them to 120. They did the same thing against Texas A&M, the only team to hold them below 100 yards rushing, and they held them to 91. So it's really been an aspect where they've been able to take away teams' running games. Now, against LSU, they tried to take away the run, and then it opened up the pass, and Zach Mettenberger just torched them for about 378 yards in basically three quarters. So against teams that kind of can have a balanced attack and can throw the ball as well as running it, they really have some problems against them, but they haven't always been able to take away that run game. So this week, I think they'd be kind of looking forward to their strength against the opponent's strength.
And with the head coach down there, what is the feel? Last year they went to a bowl game and now they lost. And this year, let's say they win one but lose the other. You know, two games in 5 days will be tough, and they don't make a bowl game. What's the feel that he will be back next year?
It's interesting in the sense that if the 1-1 were to be Arkansas, a loss, and then an Ole Miss win, I think that gives him a much better feeling going into next year. But at the same time, I think the way that the team has played recently, despite losses, but losing 10 on the road against Texas A&M and playing fairly well against Alabama, right now the tide has changed a little bit, where heading in after the South Carolina loss, which was really their worst performance of the season, fans were getting very edgy and very unhappy with the performances. The last 2 weeks, they've played fairly well. They've turned, they picked off Johnny Manziel twice, three times. They picked off A.J. McCarron twice. They're really playing well against the better teams. At some point in time, the other team is just, they're just better football teams. So I think the fans are very curious to see how the next two games play out. If he wins both or even splits them, they might be, you know, kind of happy with the way the game, the season, not happy, but content, understanding that they played six teams within the top 15 and lost all six. But I, once again, if Damian Williams is quarterback, I think you kind of have to throw that out in the sense that he's playing against two SEC quality opponents. Even if Arkansas has lost as many games as it has, this kid's making his first career start, if that's the case. You can't really expect much out of him, and then he could always save the season with a win at Ole Miss.
Right.
He is Michael Bonner from the Jackson Clarion Ledger. Good stuff today, Michael. Appreciate the time. You can follow Mike on Twitter at Mike B. Bonner for all the latest on Mississippi State football. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you, guys.